Memorial Day, the day we honor those who gave their lives in a battle for our freedom. The practice of decorating soldiers' graves with flowers is an ancient custom. Soldiers' graves were decorated in the United States before and during the Civil War. Many of the origination claims are myths, unsupported by evidence, while others are one-time cemetery dedications or funeral tributes. In 1865, the federal government also began creating the United States National Cemetery System for the Union War Dead. By the 1880s, ceremonies were becoming more consistent across geography as the GAR provided handbooks that presented specific procedures, poems, and Bible verses for local post commanders to utilize in planning the local event. Historian Stuart McConnell reports this. On the day itself, the post assembled and marched to the local cemetery to decorate the graves of the fallen, an enterprise meticulously organized months in advance to assure that none were missed. Finally came a simple and subdued graveyard service involving prayers, short patriotic speeches, and music, and at the end, perhaps, a rifle salute. The name Memorial Day, which was first attested in 1882, gradually became more common than Decoration Day after World War II, but was not declared the official name by federal law until 1967. On June the 28th, 1968, Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, which moved four holidays, including Memorial Day, from their traditional dates to a specified Monday in order to create a convenient three-day weekend. The change moved Memorial Day from its traditional May 30th date to the last Monday in May. The law took effect at the federal level in 1971. After some initial confusion and unwillingness to comply, all 50 states adopted Congress's change of date within a few years. This from Wikipedia.